page 124. Let's read. Oscar Wilde was born on 16th of October 1854 in Dublin, Ireland. He was a bright child and he was interested in literature from an early age. At Oxford University, he discovered his passion for Greek and Roman studies, and he also wrote his first poems. After graduating from Oxford, he moved to London and soon became a successful writer. In 1887, he published his first story about an American family who moved to a castle haunted by the ghost of a nobleman. Wilde died in Paris in 1900. Today, The Canterville Ghost is still a very treasured work and it has been adapted for the big screen several times. Speaking. 1. Do you have a favorite author? Who is it? 2. What do you know about him, her? 3. What is your favorite work written by him, her? 4. You are going to study a fragment of a short story written by the Irish writer, Oscar Wilde. Read his biography. Do you know any of the famous characters he wrote about? Discuss for 2 minutes. Reading. 5. Read the first 8 lines quickly. Can you tell what kind of story this is? A comedy. A love story. A mystery story. A journal. A science fiction story. Adapted from The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde. Video. Virginia went out to ride on Broccoli Meadows, accompanied by the young Duke of Cheshire who wanted to spend the last week of his holidays at Canterville Chase. While getting through a hedge, she ruined her dress so badly that she had to return home. She didn't want to be seen by anyone, so she went up by the back staircase. As she was running past the tapestry chamber, she saw the door open and someone inside. She had the impression that it was her mother's servant, who would sometimes bring her work there, so she asked her to sew her dress. She was so surprised to see the Canterville Ghost himself instead. He was looking through the window, lost in his own thoughts. His head was leaning on his hand, and his attitude was one of great sadness. Little Virginia, who was scared at first and wanted to run away and lock herself in the room, felt sorry for him and decided to stay. Maybe it was a good idea to comfort him after all.